Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to our wonderful, loving Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we just want to praise you and worship you and thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all the wonderful things you do for us, your sons and daughters. We are so grateful for Jesus and the grace that he poured out upon us. Now, Lord, open our hearts and minds today as we read the Word, discuss the Word, and as we learn how to walk in a state of righteousness and not in fear. Now, Lord, we praise you and thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, we've been talking about fear lately and what gives fear legal claim, which comes from the devil to come up on you and take control of you. But this week, we're talking about how to walk free from that fear and not have to yield to it at all. Now, first yesterday, we said you must be a born-again Christian. You must know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I showed you from Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, and so forth, how to do that. The simplest thing in the world to come to Jesus. He made it so simple that anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. That's just how easy he made it. Now then, we're going to talk a little bit about baptism today. After you get saved, the next thing you want to do is you want to be baptized in water. Now, I'm going to read just a little bit out of Romans chapter 6 here for you today. The Word of God says, "What shall we say to all this? Are we to remain in sin in order that God's grace or his favor and mercy may multiply and overflow? Certainly not." In other words, when we become born again Christians, we are certainly not to continue in sin. How can we who died to sin live in it any longer? In other words, when you become a born-again Christian, technically you're supposed to die to sin. So if you die to sin, you're not going to sin anymore. You're going to stop it. He says, "Are you ignorant of the fact that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by the baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so we might also live and behave in newness of life." Now, that's how a Christian should behave. Now, why do so few of them not do that? In other words, lots of Christians, there's lots of good, wonderful Christian people out there that love God. And they do go to church. But you really get down with most of those people where they live, you'll find that so many of those people live in fear. Well, that's why your faith don't work, because fear and faith cannot inhabit the same body at the same time. So it's pretty obvious why the enemy wants to keep you living in fear. So if you become a born-again Christian and you accept the baptism of water and you're baptized in water, then the next thing you need to do, you need to pray and get this infilling power that Jesus told his disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait for the coming of the power. Now, praise God, we don't have to wait for that power today. It's available to us all the time, the very minute we become a born-again Christian. How do we get this magnificent power that's called a magnificent baptism of the Holy Spirit? Well, the Word of God in Acts chapter 1 and 2, Jesus is talking about here through the apostle Luke as he's writing the book of Acts. He's talking about the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. Now, these people, the first disciples and apostles, they went up and prayed, and they prayed and prayed for 10 days, and then this magnificent Holy Spirit came to the earth to stay for the first time ever, or at least that we know about. When he came to stay, he came to infill every believer that would ask for the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. So in Luke 11:13, he tells us that all we got to do to get the infilling power of the Holy Spirit is ask for it. Once we ask the Father to fill us with the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, all nine of the gifts of the Spirit become ours. Now, the Holy Spirit will give them to whom He will, as He wills. But those things are available to you by faith. So you need to learn to act on all of the nine gifts of the Spirit and see those magnificent things come to you. Whenever you learn the power you have as a born-again Christian, baptized in water, now baptized with the Holy Spirit and this magnificent power, you will never have to be concerned at all about the spirit of fear coming upon you. That spirit of fear can absolutely not come into a human being that is filled with the Holy Spirit, that's walking in obedience to God's Word, that's calling God into remembrance of His promises every day. Now, if you're not doing those things, if you've never asked for the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, you'll not have that magnificent, wonderful teacher to reveal to you the things of God, which you have to have that teacher. Now, I was a born-again Christian for many years. In fact, I was in a normal denominational church, and the church I was in, absolutely, when they did teach on the Holy Spirit, they taught against the Holy Spirit and not that we could receive the baptismal power of the Holy Spirit. Well, I did a dangerous thing. I began to read the Bible and believe it for myself. So as I began to read the Bible and believe what it said, praise the Lord, the infilling power of the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I got a power that I was able to do things I could never do before. I became a conscious and aware that there was demons out there and that I had power over them. And then I learned through the revelation of the Holy Spirit that I was not only just born again, but I was now full of this glorious, magnificent Holy Spirit. And He began to reveal to me who these demons were and that I have power over these things. And when I speak to them in my life in the name of Jesus and even in other people's life, they have to go away and leave me alone. Oh, goodness. You talk about stepping out of the realm of fear and into the realm of abundant life. When you get a hold of the fact that you're a Christian and that you have dominion on the earth. I mean, technically, according to God's Word, everything that Adam and Eve lost in the fall, we got it back through what our Savior Jesus did for us and more. The enemy has to be subject to us now in the name of Jesus. If you walk holy before God, the Word of God clearly says in 1 John 5:18, "My children, do not sin." Now, this is the example I left you to follow in 1 Peter 2:21, that in me, Jesus, there was no sin. So this is the goal for you and I, no sin. He also said in 1 John 5:18, His children, the true sons and daughters of God, they keep themselves and they do not sin. And so He says, if you do not sin, the evil one cannot touch you, because no curse comes upon you undeserved, according to Proverbs 26:2. So if you walk holy before God, you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you receive the water baptism, and then you receive the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. And remember, this infilling power of the Holy Spirit, it will go away, so you need to ask for it every day. You need to ask the Father in the name of Jesus to fill you to overflowing with a magnificent power of the Holy Spirit so that He can use you mightily for His kingdom. And through that mighty Holy Spirit, I mean whenever the disciples in the book of Acts, when they received the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in tongues, they began to prophesy, they began to praise God. And those kind of things happened all up and down through the book of Acts. So if it happened to them, He also says that Holy Spirit is for us and all generations. So I praise the Lord for the privilege to know Him and His magnificent Holy Spirit. So now then, if you'll make Jesus Lord of your life, then you'll be baptized in water, then you'll receive the baptismal power of the Holy Spirit, then you begin to really gain knowledge of this book. Read this owner's manual. read this thing and believe what it says. Ask the Father in the name of Jesus to give you tremendous revelation and wisdom from this mighty book as you read it and study it. Because as you read and study this book, the promises in this book that are all yes and amen, according to 2 Corinthians 1:20, this book has so many awesome promises in it. When you begin to get a hold of this, there's another reason. You will never, never, never walk in fear again. You don't have to be concerned about anything or afraid of nothing, because you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord, your Savior, and your healer, your deliverer, and your provider. You don't have to be concerned about anything ever again. Jesus will meet all of your needs physically and spiritually. All you got to do is put Him first in everything He does and give Him all the glory and praise and honor. So receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Get baptized in water and then receive the baptismal power of the Holy Spirit. Now, when the baptismal power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you will be anointed with power from on high to go out to cast out demons, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead. You will be able to see the Lord do great and mighty things. Somebody says, man, I've never seen anybody heal anybody. Well, you haven't been with me. I have went out many times and used the name of Jesus and Christ in me now, the hope of glory. I'm not doing the healing. He is, of course. But I am being allowed by the Savior to be a part of His body as if He was here on this earth still. So when I touch people in faith, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And He always shows up to do great and mighty things. So I've seen the Lord heal many people. And so if you get a hold of the fact of some of these promises, you will never have to walk in fear again. When you learn that you can walk up to someone that's sick and lay your hands on them and say, devil, come out in the name of Jesus, now be healed in Jesus' name. And when you start seeing people get delivered and healed, it will kind of shock you. But you have that kind of power. We have testimonies in our church every Sunday afternoon that people that see these wonderful things happen now that they're learning who they are and what they can do in the name of Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Invite you to call me for teaching tapes, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, I'd like to invite you out to our church, the Living Savior Church. We're in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. It's at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Also, like to invite you to our healing school. We teach a healing school, teach you how to get healed if you're sick or how to walk in divine health if you want to. For directions to the healing school, the best thing would be to go to the website at www.tlsm.org. And there from the website, you can get all the information of all the healing schools that we teach. We teach two every month. Come and receive your healing.